Sunday the 13th of December, Kof 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 Kislev, Rabbi David Kahn, the Chiyuv to light in Shul.
Tanaka, good morning, I'm sorry for the delay, I'm finished Shul just after 9 o'clock, to get everyone absolutely hallel, it's an old minig here. The time we have together, I'd like to share with you the question of where does the makor, what is the makor for lighting in shul, and if we've lit already at home, how can we light again in shul? Specifically, I want to focus on something which is no longer lemaisa for this year, and that is the shechiyonu in shul. The shechiyonu in shul. You made shechiyonu already at home Friday night. You come to shul, and if you're the shliach tzibur, you're going to light again. A few minutes ago, you lit already. Is there a chiyuv to say shechiyonu, isn't there? First of all, on the source of where does it come from to light in shul? The original takana in the Gemara, you won't find in the Gemara anywhere where it says there's a chiyuv to light in shul. The chiyuv in the Gemara says, mitzvos chanukah ner ish uveso. The chiyuv is to light at the outside, yes? At the entrance, the exit of your home. That's the din. The Torah, first of all, says, ubeis ha-kneses, menicho ledorim, as we do in the south side, zeicher le-menoira shehoiso bedorim. So the Torah is already giving away where this comes from. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, there was no necessity to light in shul. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, says the Rambam, it's a zeicher for the menorah which was lit in the Dorim. Which menorah? The menorah on the Beis HaMikdash which was lit in the Dorim of the Heichal. Says the Beis Yosef, and this is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch as well, says the Beis Yosef, Uma shekosev sheminichim nechanaka beBeis HaKnesses, says the Beis Yosef, Nire shetiknu kein. This is a takono mipnei ha'orchim she'ein lohem bayis lahadlik boim. Again, he says, k'moy she'tiknu kiddush b'beis ha'kneses, he says, mishum orchim de'ochlu v'shosu b'beis k'nishna. This is the same as we make kiddush nafdala in shul, even though we're going to make kiddush nafdala at home. And there's a big question, kiddush ain't kiddush ela b'mokim suda. Therefore, we get the children to have the wine, because anyone over bar mitzvah can't drink the wine, because although he said kiddush, but the kiddush doesn't work, because ain't kiddush ela b'mokim suda. So if so, how so? Why do we make kiddush? How does it work? Why isn't the bracha batala? Says the Beis Yosef, because there's a takona to make kiddush, because of the orchim. Aye, there may be no orchim this week. Nonetheless, Chazal and Masakeh that we make kiddush, but nonetheless you can't drink. Says the Beis Yosef, the same is true with the Adlokas and Eros. Maybe there'll be orchim who are there in shul, who are sleeping in shul. They have to sleep, because you've got a light where you sleep. And therefore, since this is where they're sleeping, therefore this is their house, so that the takona is to light for them too. The question really is, that orchim, it may be true that orchim ain't kiddush ela b'mokim suda. So what are we doing? The answer is the orchim are there with their sandwiches. They've got sandwiches, but they don't have kiddush. So I can make kiddush for somebody, even though I'm not going to eat now, I'm not going to be yotze with the kiddush. I'm making kiddush to be motzi somebody else, no reason why not. And they will then have their suda. The aniyim who are there in the shul have got their suda. They'll have whatever they have, the bread. So therefore they will have kiddush mokim suda. For them the kiddush is good. So I can make kiddush in shul for those people. And now it's a takona even if there's nobody there. But when it comes to Neiros Chanukah, the question is the following. The Neiros Chanukah, it has to be their oil. It has to be their Neiros. So how does this work? How can I get up and lighting the shul's candles, the shul's oil, and this is supposed to be for the orchim who are there? How does it work? Was the situation that we would call the aniyim up and ask the aniyim to give a pruta, or give it as a present over to the aniyim that they should be zoche in the oil? I don't know. But this is the chein kos of our kolboy, the Beis Yosef says it comes from the kolboy who is a talmid of the Rosh. But the kos of tam acher, that The Kolbo writes another reason. And he says, Shehu kedei lefarsim hanes, to publicize the nes, bifnei kol ha'om, in front of everyone, ulesadeh habrochus, and to lay out, yes, to say the brochus, lifneim, in front of the whole tzibur, lefi, sheyesh bezeh pirsum godol, la'ashem yisporach, v'kiddush shemoy, k'shemavorchim oisoy b'makelos, and he brings a pasuk in Tehillim, v'makelos borchu elokim. So the Kolbo says there's another reason, that there's some reason to publicly pronounce HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nes of Chanukah, and this is a greater pirsum and a greater shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we do it all together, Baroivam Hadros Melech, as opposed to each and every person lighting in their homes. Where does the Kolbo get it from? Where does this come from? The answer is the Kolbo mentions two reasons. The answer is, well, which reason is it? Is it the first reason or the second reason? The answer is you need both reasons. The first reason, because of the Urchin, is not enough. Because if there are no Urchin, you couldn't make the Brocha. If the guests haven't been Mishtatif, if there isn't their oil, and they're not sleeping here, it's not enough. And therefore, the other reason is presumanistum of farsim. Why, so to speak, we'll see, this is earlier than the Rishonim. It's an old, old minig. Where's the minig come from if it's not at all in the Gemara? Where does it turn up from? Why, if in the Gemara, the time of the Gemara, or beforehand, the time of the Tanoi, immediately after the story of Chanukah in the second Beis Hamikdash, if there was no takona then to light in shul, why did it suddenly turn up later? So, says the Beis Yosef, v'zeh l'shoin ha-rivosh. The Rivosh says the following, b'tshuva, ha-minig hazeh, l'hadlik b'beis ha-kneses, minig v'osikin hi. It's an old minig, mishon pirsum anisa. Why? Kivun she'einonu yucholim l'kayim ha-mitzvah k'tikuna, since we cannot do the mitzvah as it really should be done, l'hadlik kol echad b'pesach b'esoy, that everyone lights at the entrance of the house, outside, so that everyone can see mi bachutz mi pnei sheyato oivik kachovim tkifo, because the goyim don't allow us. Therefore, umavorchim al zeh kemoish umavorchim al hanel d'vashchodesh. How can we make a second bracha? Is the question we started off with. You just made the bracha at home. How can you make a second bracha in shul? Says the Rivosh, because it's the same as we make a bracha on hanel d'vashchodesh. Even though it's a later takona, you can't be yotze. So the basis of the Rivosh has told us the reason is it's a hashlama. It is to compensate for the fact that we can't light outside nowadays in Chutz Loritz. We light in the window where we can. And if we can't, we can light the main takon is to even to light inside. We try and do as much as we can to light outside at the window in Eretz Yisrael. In most places, they're able to light literally outside the houses. Certain places, their menorahs are tampered with and turned over, so they can't light outside. But in principle, the takon is to light inside, and the hashlomo is to light inside the shul. So the Rivosh says. So therefore, our mitzvah has been divided up now into two parts. Lighting each and every person which is now inside, but we do as much as we can to light in the window so there's as much pirsum nes as we can. But there's the other half of the mitzvah which has now been divided into two, which is lighting in shul. That's what the Rivosh is telling us. That's what the Kolbo is also saying. I think it's the same concept. The Makelus Baruch Elokim, the Pasuk in Tehillim was there in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash too. So why did Chazal, why in the Gemara is there only one mitzvah of Adlokah, and now there's two? Because also the Kolbo is also alluding to the fact that we can only, the real pirsum of the Nes is somewhat hampered and limited by the fact that we're in Golus, and therefore there is this other part that we light in the Shul. Now that we've done this groundwork, now the question is the following. You've got two mitzvahs. One mitzvah at home, and one mitzvah in shul. Hence we make a new bracha. Now, What happens, let's first, before this year, what happens to every year where first night of Chanukah falls in midweek? So you had the good fortune of being given the kibbutz to light the neiros between Mincha and Maariv. So you went up and you lit. Before you lit, you made three brachas. The Hadlik, Osa Nisim, and Shechayonu. Absolutely fine. Now you're about to go home and you say, hey, what about my Shechayonu? So, the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. The Mishnah Berurah says the following. The Ramah says, V'tzorech lachzo lehadlik, u'mipafilu hashliach tzibo, shebirech besakneses, says the Mishnah Berurah, even the shliach tzibo, who he himself lit and made a bracha lehadlik neshul Chanukah, v'tzorech lachzo lehadlik bebesoy. He's going to go and light again when he comes home. But, d'yesh, he says, d'yesh chiyu v'al kol echot lehadlik bebesoy, as we've seen in the Rivosh. Umikol Mokim warns the Mishnah Berurah, but lo yachzir loyma bebeisoy, maybe it should be lo yachzoy, yes, loyma bebeisoy, birchas shechayonu. Don't say shechayonu again, im loy shemadlik lehoitzi ishto ibnei beisoy, unless his wife or the children are around, and he's got others to be moitzi with the shechayonu. So Mishnah Berurah says explicitly, one shechayonu per year. You've got one Shechayonu. Once you've made the Shechayonu already, even though it's, so to speak, a separate takona, a separate mitzvah, but since this mitzvah is identical to the mitzvah in Shul, you made Shechayonu already in the same way as, let's say for example, imagine on the first night of Chanukah, you're just about to light up, and your phone rings, and it's your good neighbor who's phoning you and says, terribly sorry, there's been some sort of crisis at work, and I'm not going to be able to get home, who knows till when. I don't know whether I'll get home tonight at all. I've got to stay in the office, we've got to sort things out. Do me a favour. I've prepared my menorah beautifully, it's all ready, oil and everything. It's ready to be lit. As a good neighbour, you've got the key to the house. Do me a favour. Be my shliach to light up for me. Okay, alright. So the first night you light up in your house, and you make Shechayonu. Then afterwards you go over to your neighbour and you're lighting his lamp. Now what do? You go and you light. Who makes the bracha? Gemara says, the shliach, the one who actually lights. Gemara discusses it backwards and forwards, but it's the shliach who actually makes the bracha, the one who does the mitzvah. Best example is Mila. Yes? You bring on the moel to be the moel does the Mila. He is your shliach. You better appoint him your shliach, otherwise you won't have the mitzvah as the Avi Ben. But he makes the mitzvah, Ashek, Yishonu, Mitzvah, Mitzvonu, Al Hamila. Yes, you make afterwards, Lachmisa, Bisishlav, Romavinu, because you have orchestrated the fact that your son should have a bris, but the Maisa HaMitzvah is always the brocha goes in the one who's doing it. So the Moel makes the brocha, here, you make the brocha, Lahadik Neshul Chanukah, again, no problem at all. You're making it because you're doing another mitzvah, this time, for your neighbor. Now the question is, what about Shechayonu? He hasn't made Shechayonu yet, but you have. The din is, you can't make Shechayonu again, you've made it once. So therefore, though you're doing a new mitzvah, but there's no new Shechayonu, the mitzvah's already been done, so we'll come back to Sh'os Nisim Lavaseinu. Do you make Sh'os Nisim Lavaseinu or not? That we'll come back to. But Shechayonu, you definitely don't make Shechayonu again. That's for sure. Now the same thing is true. You've lit. Yes?
Unless there's somebody else, you'd be moisier in the house.
If there's somebody else there. If there was somebody else there, they would light. So you've been asked to come in, yes, to an empty house. That's why you needed the key. You came in, and you're lighting the neighbors. There's nobody there. But you can do that. You can be a shliach for them. The same is true. You've lit up in shul, and now you come home. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in principle, there's no shechayonu for you anymore. You've made shechayonu already. But you're for your wife. She's also got a chiyuv. So she needs the brachas too. So you can make shechayonu for her and be motzi her. That's fine. But if you're by yourself, then you're not going to make shechayonu. Another example. Let me give you another example of this. You're the shliach tzibur on Yontif, the evening of Yontif, and you make kiddush, and you say shechayonu. You've made shechayonu already now. The kiddush you won't be out since ain't kiddush el mokim soda. But the shechayonu you've made, that shechayonu goes on the yontif. Ah, you're not yotze kiddush, doesn't matter. You can make shechayonu on the yontif, without saying Kiddush. When do we do it? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur makes Shechionu. There's no Kiddush. We make Shechionu. Meeting after Kol Nidrei, we make Shechionu. That goes on the Yom Tov. So here your Shechionu works even if you didn't make Kiddush. So when you come home, so then you're going to make Shechionu only for everybody else. So, but remember, your wife will have made Shechionu on the Neiros.
Oh yes.
So if it's just you and your wife, and you are the Shliach Tzibur, on Leil Yom Tov, don't make Shechionu again on Kiddush. You make Shechionu, she's made Shechionu, that's it. If you've got children around the table, either over Bar Mitzvah, under Bar Mitzvah, guests, whatever it is, then yes, make Shechionu, because the Shechionu is there for them. But if you are the Shliach Tzibur and your wife has lit up already and said Shechionu, there's no more Shechionu. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Not Shechion again. Now, what's going to be this Friday night that was? No. You lit at home. Yes, that was. The Friday night that was, yes. You lit the neighbors Friday night, and now you come to Shul. Do you make Shechion? Well, there's a source, Sefer Zera Emes, which says the following, quote in the Shari Tshuva. I'll read it out. The Shari Tshuva says the following. He brings, V'ayim b'minchas boruch b'shem Zera Emes, im hidlik b'laylo, if you lit up at night, laylo rishoyna b'beisoy, v'achar kach madlik b'beis ha-kneses, yevorech shechionu gamkein. You do make shechionu. V'im hidlik kodem b'beis ha-kneses, when Chanukah falls midweek, lo yachzalem b'beis ha-shechionu. He says, like the Mishnah Berurah midweek, but by tonight he says, you do make Shechionu. Why? Zeram has got a very difficult sushtel. He wants to say the following. Imagine if you turned up, Le'aleinu v'le'aleichem, you turned up tremendously late for Shul. How late? Later than you can imagine. You turned up, they were just up to Kriyas HaTorah. You walk in there, you've still got sleep marks on your face, but you think, listen, better come to Shul, better a little bit than nothing at all, and you're right. You're right. Better a bit than nothing at all. So you walk into Shul, you haven't even managed to say Birchas HaTorah yet, and the Gabbah, with his beady eyes, notices you. Either he's trying to make a point, or he's trying to have Rachmanis on you. But he calls you up. So he calls you up, and here you are, standing there, and you thought, uh-oh, I've just about got my talis on. I haven't even got my tefillin on yet. But he didn't call me up. Okay. I'm ready, off I go. On your way, you suddenly think, wait a minute, I haven't said Birchas HaTorah yet. I haven't said Birchas HaTorah yet. Now, what do I do? So the din is, you have Kavona with Asher Boch Abonu, to be Yotze, Birchas HaTorah, and you're done, that's all. You're just going to say the Kriyas HaTorah with him, together with Shliach Tzibur, that's your learning, and hopefully you do a bit more that day, but that's your learning, and you've been at least in Yotze Birchas HaTorah. That's the thing to do. Now, what about the other way around? You said Birchas HaTorah already. You're a good boy, you came, good time to Shul, you were there, right at the beginning, Birchas HaTorah, you daven right through, and you got an aliyah. Why, then, can you say it? Why do you say Asher Boch Abonu again? You just said it.
We all do that.
I know. That's the question that Zera Emes asks. That's what he asks. So he says, you know what's the difference? He says, a private brocha that you made, your own Birchas HaTorah, cannot be moitzi for a brocha that has to be said for the tzibur. When you get an aliyah, it's not your own aliyah, you know. It's everybody's aliyah. Everyone is yotze. With your Asher Boch Abonu, everyone is yotze. So if you get an aliyah, don't worry whether you get an aliyah, somebody else gets an aliyah. The main thing is, you listen carefully and say amen. So if you got an aliyah, it's good. So this says there, MS, if you say Asher Boch Abonu privately, it won't do for the public aliyah. Sorry? Why do you have to pay? They always do it the wrong way. If you didn't get an aliyah, you'd complain. Yeah. So
well, therefore, the first time she said, okay, all the rest get the aliyahs from the same walker. All the whole college has done.
The whole is yitzah, sir. So that is your own private, isn't your own private, your own private bracha, Birchas HaTorah. Said to Zera, that's what Zera says, the first, your own private bracha, won't do for the public bracha. For the public bracha, will help you if you haven't said Birchas HaTorah yet. And therefore, then the Zera Emes takes a huge leap and says, the same is true with Neiros Chanukah, that he wants to make a tushtel very, very difficult. And he says, that therefore the same is true. The public Shechionah that you make will do for your own Neiros Chanukah, but what you said at home won't do for How exactly you connect the two is very, very difficult. And indeed, the Mishnah Bura only brings half of the Zera Emes. He only says the bit about if you light in shul and you say Shechionu, that you don't say Shechionu at home, you the Shliach Tzibur, unless you have people to be Maitzi, but the other half he doesn't bring. And the Chayra, the half that he doesn't bring is Padafka. I, at the time, first time I was here, my first year here in London, 7 years ago, it was the same. It first night fell, so I discussed it with Rav Nissim Karelitz. I asked him, what's going to be the din? What should I do? Should we say Shechionu, or should we not say Shechionu? So Nissim said, don't say Shechionu. You've made it at home already. You can't make Shechionu twice. This is the same mitzvah. Just for doing it again. You can't make Shechionu a second time. It's like the second night. I phoned up Dain Dunner. I said to Dain Dunner, what are you doing? What are you going to do with Shechionu? So Dain Dunner said, I had this problem, and I spoke to Rabbi Yashiv. And Rabbi Yashiv told me, don't say Shechionu, he says. You said it already once, don't say Shechionu again. The trouble is that Rabbi Moshe, in the Shuvahs, he brings and he says the following. Here, at the beginning he starts off saying, takes for granted, you shouldn't say Shechionu. But then Rav Moshe says the following, I don't understand, he says. I haven't just got a problem with Shechionu, I've got a problem with She'osa Nisim Lavuseinu. She'osa Nisim, say, you said it already in Shul, haven't you? And She'osa Nisim is a Birchas Haraya. What She'osa Nisim, the Takana is, you're walking along, you don't have your own house, why don't you own you don't have your own house? You're travelling. Once upon a time, travel took a lot longer than they do nowadays. So people travelling for weeks. You didn't have your own house. You neri shabese, no house, no menorah, no mitzvah chanukah. What have you got? If you see someone else's menorah, then you make the bracha of she'osa nisim na'aseinu b'chas harayah. Says Rav Moshe, I don't understand. If you have already lit up in shul, you said Shechionu, you were the Shliach Tzibur, it fell midweek, yes? First night fell midweek, you said Shechionu, you said Lahadlik Ne'er, and you said She'osa Nisim, not quite in that order, yes? And then you go home. Why is the Mishnah Berurah only worried about the Shechionu? Say that don't say Shechionu again. Mishnah Berurah should have told you not to say She'osa Nisim again. You say She'osa Nisim, that's it. Once you said it, that's it. Says Rav Moshe, therefore, it can't be right. It must be that we've got to backtrack and think again. Why are we saying She'osa Nisim again? Because it is a takana to say it in shul, just like Kiddush, irrespective of who's Yotzer, what's Yotzer, whatever happens, you say it again, and you don't worry, you say it in shul, all the brachas, you're not Yotzer, and you go home and you start again. So Rav Moshe, therefore, the same as you say She'osa Nisim again, you say Shechionu again. So Rav Moshe really feels that you shouldn't be saying Shechionu again. He's got trouble with the She'osa Nisim. Now, some very interesting questions on She'osa Nisim. One is the following. You're walking along, first night of Hanukkah, you're away from home. You're on your travels, so there's no, you can't light up anywhere. What's the din? The din is when you see a menorah, you say She'osa Nisim. But if it's the first night, you say Shechionu. How can you say Shechionu? Shechionu doesn't go on the Yom. It's not like Yom Kippur. Rav Moshe himself says, it's not like Yom Kippur. Hanukkah and Purim are not like Yom Kippur. The Shechionu is only on the mitzvah. The proof is, if you're on your travels, and there are no Yidden around, so you don't even have a menorah to see, you're in the darkest wherever it is, yes, then you don't just make Shechionu the first night without seeing any Neirus. Shechionu is only on the Neirus. Elomai. There are two modes, we haven't got time to go into it, but Tosfos in Sukkah, have a look, Daf Memvov and Medalef. It's clear from Tosfos that there are two modes of Kiyum the Mitzvah. One is if I have my own Ne'er Yishu Beisei, I must light up. Then I make the Brocha, Lahadlik Ne'er Shulchanuk, I'm doing the Mitzvah. The second mode is where I don't have Neirus, but at least I've got the Mitzvah of Pirsuma Nisa by seeing somebody else's Neirus. So I make She'osa Nisim, and I can make Shechionu, because I'm mekayim the mitzvah of Neirus Chanukah, so to speak, mode 2, mark 2, second best. I haven't got a menorah tonight, but I'm seeing somebody else's menorah. I make the brocha She'osa Nisim, and hence I can make Shechionu. I have a mitzvah. What mitzvah? Pirsuma Nisa. Even in the time of the Gemara, it was divided into two. The Hadlokah and the Pirsuma Nisa. That's where the early maybe Geonim, took it from to make a new takona to light in shul. How can they just be asked, make a new takona? The answer is, it was always two. If you were traveling, you didn't have a home, you make shechionu on what? You're on the mitzvah of seeing, not you being mefarsem, but you absorbing the pirsumanissa of somebody else's neighbors. For that you can make a shechionu. What is she'asan islim la'vaseinu? Bechas ha-mitzvah. It's a bechas ha-mitzvah. It's not a bechas ha-shevach. It is the part of the mitzvah that you are engaging and you are absorbing and taking note of the neighbor's Hanukkah, and hence you can even say shechionu. If so, if that's the case, we go back to the question that Moshe asks. Moshe says, how can you say, quite right, you should be saying shechionu, but you're not saying she'asan islim. You're not saying she'asan islim. How do we explain that? And therefore Moshe says, it's two completely separate things. But if we can answer Rav Moshe she'asan islim, if you have a look at the Shuvah, it's here in Siman Kuf Tzadi, in Chelik, Or Chaim Chelik Aleph, you have a look. If you see the way he says it, everything is pinned upon the shechionu. If, upon the she'asan islim, if we can answer the she'asan islim, which I think Beis Hashem we can do, that the she'asan islim is a birchas ha-mitzvah and not a birchas ha-shevach, then we'd be able to get to the seat, we're able to answer and say that really what the Mishnah Berurah says and what Rabbi Yashiv and what Rabbi Nissim have passed in is the correct thing to do. To not say Shechionu again is correct. You've done the mitzvah once. Once you've done the mitzvah, that's it. By the way, with this we can answer as well a question that Rabbi Moshe Sternbuch asks. So Rabbi Moshe Sternbuch, gone Rabbi Moshe Sternbuch, the Av Beis Din of Beit Charedis today, he asked and said the following. I don't understand. How can you make Shek Nishon and Tzvesu Mitzvon and Ahadik Neshul Chanukah? Good. Then, you should, the din is, you finish making all the brachas before you light. But She'asa Nisim Nalvaseinu is a Bechas Haraya. There's nothing yet to see. Says Rav Moshe, I don't understand. Although the Ramah says it, to me, says Rav Moshe, it should be that you make Ahadik Neshul Chanukah, light up, and then say She'asa Nisim. And you've got something to say She'asa Nisim Nalvaseinu. The Ramah says not so, and that is the way we correct. The answer is, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. When you're lighting up, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. You don't need to see it yet. It's part of the bracha, that's what you're doing. Only if you're a traveler, is it Birchas HaRoya, and then, that is the means, not it's a Birchas HaShevach, it's a Birchas HaRoya, the Birchas HaMitzvah of the traveler, who's only a Roya. And he will say Shechionu afterwards, and with that, Beis Hashem, All his answers are kol b'mkoma yovel b'shalom, and l'fi aliyas daiti, those who make shech who don't say shechenu a second time have a tremendous amount upon whom to rely. Of course, those who do say shechionu, so who am I to argue with Rav Moshe? But just in the Beis HaMedrash to discuss in Limud, it's we see over here that there's much to be said for not saying Shechionu a second time, the same as everyone agreed that you wouldn't say Shechionu a second time with your neighbor. We've also explained where the two sections of She'asa of how we made two mitzvahs out of it. There was always two mitzvahs. There was the Madlik and there was also the Roya. We've run out of time, but just a couple of minutes. The start is a couple of minutes late, if I may, just to give a little something on Chanukah, and that's the following. A bright child, shrewd, bright child, 8-year-old, we'll call him Binyamin. His father said to him on the first night of Hanukkah, tell me, Binyamin, what are we celebrating tonight? So Binyamin looks at his father with beady eyes, and he says, Daddy, he says, I know you want me to tell you that we're celebrating the victory against the Yevonim. I'm telling you, Daddy, we're celebrating the return of the donut. It's been a whole year since we've had donuts. We lit up the candles straight away. Straight away we went on to the donuts, and that was it. We're celebrating the return of the donuts, Daddy. There's no two ways about it. The MS is, they're both wrong. We're not celebrating the donuts that we don't need to. We're also not celebrating our victory against the Yevonim. The Yevonim didn't want to kill us. The Yevonim just wants us not to keep the Torah. We're celebrating the fact that we're able to continue learning the Torah and keeping the mitzvahs. That's what we're celebrating. And we're celebrating the same thing today, that we're able to continue through Golus, year after year as it goes, and we're able to keep the Torah. Particularly now, we're here living in a Malchus Shel Chesed. It wasn't always like that. And that those here in the audience who remember that it wasn't always like that, who are able to learn as much as we want to learn, no one is stopping us, we're able to keep all the mitzvahs, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Milah, all the mitzvahs we're able to, we're even able to lighten the windows and no one is causing us any trouble. That is the Simcha, that is what we're celebrating. We're celebrating, and by all means, the donuts and everything else, it's fantastic. But the 8-year-old, let our 8-year-old understand that what we're celebrating is the fact that we're able to learn and that we should spend the time after Hadlokas HaNeiros with the family, talking Divrei Torah, Shevach Hoidah, that we're able, what a luxury it is, that we're able to continue learning and that the Torah hasn't been forgotten, that we remember and that we're able to learn, and by all means, have a donut or two while we're at it.